Good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Cale. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we closed out our series we've been calling Asking for a Friend. And we've been looking at 1 Corinthians 6 and 7 and some of the issues that the Apostle Paul is addressing with the church at Corinth. This Sunday, we saw him addressing questions around marriage and divorce and remarriage. And as we taught through that on Sunday, I tried to say this on Sunday, and I'm going to say it now. Paul is offering some timeless principles and addressing some specific issues there at Corinth. And when you look through the biblical teaching on divorce and remarriage, there are things that Jesus said, Matthew 5, Matthew 19, Luke 16, Mark 10. There are things then the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 7. And also, I think it's good to recognize that in a 5-minute drive cast or even a 35-minute message on a Sunday morning, it's just impossible to address every single situation. And so I'm going to encourage anyone who's listening right now who maybe you're in a marriage and you're thinking about, hey, we're on the brink of divorce, or you've been divorced and you're wondering what's the next step, or you've been remarried and based on what the Apostle Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians 7, you're like, man, did I make a mistake, or whatever it may be. I just want to encourage you to reach out to a pastor here for a longer conversation, to provide biblical counsel, to be able to process those things through, because I know people's stories are complex, and there's a lot of hurt, there's a lot of confusion sometimes. Sometimes it's just difficulty in accepting, what the scriptures are saying, and sometimes it's genuine difficulty, and I'm not sure what the next step is and what I'm supposed to do. And so I would encourage you to reach out, whatever campus you're a part of, if you're joining us online, and please reach out to us, and we would love to be able to have a conversation and to try to provide as best biblical counsel that we can. One of the things that the Apostle Paul addressed specifically that I'll mention, he was talking to husbands and wives at a time when the gospel is spreading all over the Greco-Roman world. And so it was becoming increasingly common where one spouse had given their life to Jesus and the other spouse had not. And as that happened, the question that arose, at least at Corinth, was, hey, should I immediately divorce my spouse? Should I just get out of this marriage, take my kids, right? Because my spouse is not a believer. And the Apostle Paul says, no, don't do that. And I think the Apostle Paul is fully aware of, yes, in some ways that could be easier. That there is probably going to be difficulty that arises. There absolutely will be difficulty that arises when one spouse is a believer and one spouse is not. If you're about to get married, then the Apostle Paul says, man, only in the Lord, right? I mean, you find someone who loves Jesus. But the situation here was people had already been married and then one spouse later on gave their life to Christ. And he says, no, don't leave the marriage. And there are a couple of reasons he says that. I think one, the overall impact on the gospel. I mean, if the gospel comes into an area and the result is it tears a bunch of marriages apart, that is not good for the public witness of the gospel. Jesus is not about coming in and tearing apart families. And so the Apostle Paul says, no, stay. And he says, look, there's no guarantee. He says, who knows whether you're going to save your spouse? And what he means by that is there's no guarantee that your godly influence in their life over the long period of time is going to bring them to Christ. But I think he's also saying it very well may, that they come into contact with the gospel because of your presence there in the home. And he makes a provision. He says, look, if they decide to leave, if the spouse says, I don't want to be a part of this at all because of your faith and I'm leaving, and that's abandonment. And he says, in that case, you're called to peace. Those are his words. But he is encouraging them to stay. And it made me think of a story I just remembered reading. So in The Case for Christ, in the book by Lee Strobel, was an atheist in his 20s, and he was an investigative journalist, and he ended up re-examining the evidence for Christ and for Christianity, and it led him to faith. But in the introduction to his book, he talks about how the thing that caused him to go on that journey was his wife. They had gotten married, and they were not believers, and then she became a believer. And his description of what he thought was going to happen to her and to their marriage is actually a little bit comical. He was dreading it. He was like, oh my goodness, she's become one of those Christians. This is going to be terrible. I think he felt like he was in a bait and switch, right? Like, I married one Leslie and now this happened. And yet he said, to my surprise and to my pleasant surprise and to my fascination even, he said, the way she changed, the subtle but significant, that's the way he put it, subtle but significant changes to her character and to her attitudes. He said, he was watching sanctification take place. And he so wanted to know what good thing has happened to my wife. I have to know, that he began to pursue and reexamine the claims of Christ. And he eventually came to Christ and gave his life to Jesus. And all the ministry that happened after that, all the books written after that, I mean, you can trace some of that back to, hey, the presence of his godly wife in his life, showing him this is what it means to follow Jesus. I'll close out with what I closed out on Sunday. I know, this area of marriage, divorce, remarriage, God can take broken things and make it beautiful. And praise God for that. And I know that there's a lot of hurt, there's a lot of pain involved. And for some of us, you may feel like, have I screwed something up? Am I redeemable? And I come back to 1 Corinthians 6:11, where Paul says he has listed out sin patterns that keep people out of the kingdom when it's unrepentant. And then he says, such were some of you. Such were some of you. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. And I just reminded our folks, man, the gospel is not, it's not a good news for people who are already good. It's not a pat on the back for people who have done everything right. The good news is for broken people, for lost people, for all of us who know that we're sinners, who know that we've fallen very short of God's standard, but we're celebrating that Jesus met that standard in our place. Praise him. Let's pray, and then I'm going to pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time to pray for yourself. Father, we love you, and we thank you for who you are. Thank you for the gospel. Father, help us in the midst of this whole series. May what we hear most clearly be, God, there is grace, help in time of need. Jesus, you've met the standard in our place. Give us wisdom, Father, to make good decisions. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now take some time to pray for yourself.